Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thursday. It is May 14th, 2015. You're dialed into the Power Hour. We'll be here for three powerful hours this morning. Live phone lines will be open. I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next 3 hours. First hour news, second hour Jan Hetfeld. He'd probably prefer if I pronounce his name the correct way. He is known as the greatest interviewer on the planet, and he's interviewed people like Nanny Pelosi. That's how I say her name. And little Harry Reid and the whole bunch. And he used the Socratic method to interview people to actually make them so mad that they get violent with him. He's a very calm, mild-mannered gentleman, Jan Hetfeld, joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today. But for some reason, the questions he asks and the traps that he catches his interviewees in makes a big mess. He actually sued a congressman and won a $50,000 settlement once just from doing a TV interview. He is amazing. Jan Hetfeld joins us here in the second hour of the Power Hour this morning. And then Richard Gage is scheduled to be here for the third hour. He is, of course, the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I've heard some pretty heavyweight people quote them. They have over 1,000 architects and engineers who believe that we weren't told the truth about 9/11, and they seek to remedy the situation. And Richard is here in Atlanta this morning. He'll be here for the next 2 days. He's doing a giant convention. I believe Bill Clinton is speaking at that convention. So there are going to be a lot of very influential ears there, if I'm reading it right. Richard Gage joining us in the third hour of the broadcast today. You haven't talked to him in a while. You haven't heard him in a while. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot of updates. They've made a lot of progress, and good for them. We'll be hitting news here in the first hour of the broadcast. I love this story that came out. It is the Democrats. Obama's own party has thwarted him in this awful TPP. I call it the toilet paper partnership. I can almost not remember the real name of it. It is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. It expands NAFTA generally to 11 more countries, including, you know, Australia, Vietnam. And it's been written, of course, by corporations. The entire bill is somewhat secret. You can go see it if you have the right credentials. It is in the bottom of the dome, the bottom of Congress, in the basement somewhere, under lock and key with armed guards. You're allowed to look at it, not take any pictures. I don't even know if you're allowed to take notes. And a lot of people have not even bothered to do it, of course. The fast-tracking of this bill makes it so that, now, the way I understand it, you're not allowed to negotiate. It's a yes or no vote. The White House does all the negotiating. In this case, they let the corporations like Monsanto and others write the actual core text of the bill. And so the good news came out the other day, and boy, did this thing travel like lightning across the internet. That Obama had failed, that they call it Obama trade, like Obamacare. Obama trade had failed, and victory, even though many Republicans were for it, the Democrats stopped at his own party. Of course, the next day, exactly as I predicted, it came out. The trade bill is revived after bipartisan deal sets new votes. Now, again, I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. I wish I could be more insightful because I completely understand this in a way that is contrary to what the mainstream media is reporting. Is that the first time that's ever happened? See, I don't think it's me. I think it's them. But there appears to be some labor worker negotiations, and I guess this is kind of like how the NRA deals with gun bills. They just want some assurance from somebody that it's not as bad as it sounds. So that this won't affect American workers, won't affect American jobs. We saw in NAFTA that the head of the unions were generally bailed into it. And later, of course, their constituents weren't very happy with them. So trade bills, NAFTA, CAFTA, et cetera, not very popular. I remember during the CAFTA votes, they didn't have the votes. This is generally how it works. If you ever watch House of Cards or something, the TV show on Netflix with Kevin Spacey, it's pretty accurate. They get the votes ahead of time. They don't have the vote until they're sure they have the vote, though anything could happen by the time there is a vote. And when they don't actually have the vote, they stop the vote. They figure out how to get the votes again in line, and then they re-vote when they actually have the votes. And in CAFTA, there were two people, I can't remember exactly the two, that were holding out in the extension of NAFTA into Central and South America. This is just to finish David Rockefeller's, I call it his bucket list work, his life's work, which is to create the American Union, that would be the entire Western Hemisphere, much like the European Union under a regional centralized government. But this is certainly something that we have stopped over the many, many years. And you have to thank a lot of people for some very hard work exposing this plan for the free trade area of the Americas. You might have heard of the FTAA, and CAFTA certainly helped extend that. This is, I think, part of getting Cuba in line and demonizing Venezuela and punishing anyone who might stand in the way. David Rockefeller is 100 years old, and they need to make this thing happen. But in CAFTA, which happened about 6-7 years ago, they had two votes that weren't going to vote the way they were supposed to, and they took them out. They literally stopped the vote, took them out in the hall, and persuaded them, most likely gave them an offer they can't refuse, persuaded them or threatened them or offered them something, and they went in and changed their votes, and CAFTA went through. So I hate to be cynical and skeptical. It's great to have a little good news for one day. It's just we can't live in an illusion. We have to understand how these things work. We have to put a lot more pressure on people to withstand this. And even though many people have been outspoken on it, as far as I know, any bill that is fast-tracked, and NAFTA was a good example of that, cannot be negotiated. So I think there might be some fine print that you can add to it. I believe there is a clause where you can object to a certain, again, since nobody really knows what's in the Trans-Pacific Partnership document, kind of hard to negotiate it, I assume. It is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages from what I know about it. And a lot of it is guessing. We do know that it was written in secret. We do know that the multinational corporations that I call Global Corp kind of looks like one company sometimes, doesn't it? That they had the final say on how this works, that it does threaten our internet freedoms. It certainly threatens our food, and it steals our sovereignty in a way that if we, or by the way, any nation, as I believe Obama said the other day, any nation breaks the confines within the trade agreement, they will be ruled upon by the coalition of the trade agreement countries. In other words, what their people say or even what their leaders say won't go. It is what the coalition votes on. It sounds very much like the European Union. And this is just a way, to expand regional government. We have to remember that when we're talking about trade deals, many people believe that, for instance, NAFTA was the beginning of the North American Union. I know that with the European Economic Community, this was Europe's NAFTA, that they considered that the beginning of the European Union. This is why they had their 50th anniversary here back about 8 years ago, even though it wasn't until the late 80s before they began to tell people about the European Union. So you could make the case that we live in a North American Union or even a Pan-American Union. This is certainly something that's been around for, I think, about 70 years. And it's good to live in reality, isn't it? So I got a lot of traction for the filibuster by the Democrats on the TPP trade bill, and the next morning, the bill is revived after bipartisan deal sets new votes. We're going to have to work a little bit harder. As I was talking about on my show yesterday, I host the Jack Blood Show, deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com, that it's a war of attrition, and we have had many activist wars, I guess you can call them, where the people stood up, In Texas, of course, we'll remember the Trans-Texas Corridor or the NAFTA Highway, the toll road battles that we had that went on for about 2 years, and you have to just stay with it. The lawyers on the side of multinational corporations / global corp / government / Wall Street know that time is on their side, and the more they can push these things back and the more that they can keep trying again and again and again, the less opposition there is to it. Opposition kind of wears away. People get tired. People get busy. People forget. It's not interesting. It's not fun anymore, and that's exactly what happened with the Trans-Texas Corridor. You know, we won that, though. And literally up against the TxDOT, which is the Texas Department of Transportation, up against the Bank of Spain, which, by the way, was going to profit from the toll roads in the Trans-Texas Corridor. They had built a good chunk of it, and some of that was very interesting because we saw a parallel highway going along through Texas, which was just for military. Reminded me of something Hitler did. The first thing he did was created a giant highway for his tanks in Germany. It also had an underground capacity, which they never told anyone about. And, of course, we found the documents that the toll roads that were built, the flybys and the overpasses, many of which, if you go to Austin, Texas, are not even used. No one even uses these things. Like one car on them at a time. This is, again, just the complete malfeasance of our government. But standing in the face of all of that, we ended up winning. And they stopped the thing right in its tracks. Now, again, because it is a war of attrition, you have to keep your eye on them. Even many years later, you're going to catch them trying to build on to something. But the NAFTA highway was killed in its tracks by roughly 1,000 very determined activists in Texas. So same thing with the trade agreement, though. I just don't have a very good feeling that you're going to be able to stop this. Now, what authority do we the people give this if we the people give governments our authority to rule over us, right? Don't we have the authority to backtrack the fast track anytime possible? The vote on the fast track authority itself is coming up here as well as something I also don't see not passing, something they will also pull any trick out of the hat to pass. It's going to happen. I hate, again, to be cynical or negative, but these are the things that we face, and it's very important to talk about it. But then again, we could talk about deflated footballs or sports or the latest entertainment scandal or gossip. They'll make sure, I literally believe, there is somebody whose job it is to keep playing the mighty Wurlitzer, as they used to call it, and control all public opinion and to keep you distracted so you don't have too much time to spend on things like fast-tracking global trade agreements by the White House and this Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is actually, it's cliche to say it, right? It's NAFTA on steroids. The insourcing, the outsourcing, the control, the police state, the technology, the GMO food, all of it in there. And you're not allowed to object to any of it once the 12 nations decide this is the deal, this is the deal. That's how it works there. So the fast track vote will be happening soon. And again, something we kind of don't expect to not pass. And what I try to tell the Democrats, if you know any Democrats out there, and it's nice to, if you talk to Democrats, especially people on the far left, they hate this thing. They're not for it. They're actually our best friends on this, and this is where, again, it's helpful to work with them. Well, let me put it this way. The enemy of your enemy is sometimes your friend. It's helpful to work with people on one single issue, activist movements to help the situation. Sometimes you have to be the voice of reason. Don't you get sick of that, being the voice of reason? But what I tell them is all the things you're passing in the final 20% of the Obama presidency are going to be carried over to the next president, which I predicted to be Jeb Bush. He's got the money and the nomination, and I actually said that many years ago. It was that painfully obvious. He's the only one that can run against Hillary. Don't believe all the Rubio Cruz hype or even the Rand Paul hype, unfortunately. Etc., etc. The election is fixed and it's already been set. Again, I'm starting the morning office Thursday very cynical, But we get that out of the way, hopefully, and then we all learn something. It's good to face reality. But remember, all the powers, you tell your Democrat friends that all the powers, police state, military, global government, global warming, well, whatever it is, all the powers that are put through today can be used and abused by the next president, including the authorization for military force that Obama just signed. Also, when you're talking to your Democrat friends, I guess this is, again, talking about Jan Helfeld, this is the Socratic method of talking to your friends. Yeah, also let them know that the USA Freedom Act is not freedom. It's like the Patriot Act is not patriotic. And even though Obama has, there's been news stories coming out that he wants to stop the NSA snooping, he is 100% on board with the USA Freedom Act, which is just kind of a way to bait and switch from the Patriot Act. It has been reviewed by most people that we respect in this genre of research and information to be just loaded with spying. But the words are ambiguous, so they can swing either way. You can take the side that it is freedom and it will curb the police state and the surveillance state in America. I can't even say that without laughing. Though the ambiguousness of the document itself leaves a lot of open doors for interpretation, and that's always kind of been the problem. I go back to the Ninth Amendment for that, generally. But the authorization for military force that Obama put through to go fight ISIS, I believe, has a 3-year sunset to it. At least that's what we've read and heard. But it never did cancel out the Bush 2002 AUMF, the authorization for military force blank check to chase al-Qaeda around the world. Never did that. Why didn't, if Obama was so great and put a sunset on his own authorization for military force, why didn't he end and put a sunset to the Bush 2002 authorization for military force? See, Bush just passed that along to Obama. Obama also has reinitiated what we would call Rex 84. We've talked about it on the show, the International Economic Powers Act. There are international economic powers. That's another way to say New World Order, by the way. And it does mean that they can take everything you have in a state of emergency, quarter themselves in your house, and even take you and put you to work in a work camp for the good of the country. It literally says that, and Obama just renewed that once again. I think it has to be renewed every year. So everything that we give Obama, because you love Obama. Obama has never made a mistake. He's doing the best he can. Any problems he ever made were Bush's fault, and any stumbling has always been because a Republican has stuck his foot out and tripped him in the aisle. Nothing is his fault. He is the buck gets passed here president, or a long line of them. And I know what you're thinking. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's president, Jack. That's why I don't vote. Very righteous of you. And I'm with you. If voting ever solved anything, voting would be illegal. If politics ever solved anything, voting would be illegal. Of course, the famous May Brussels quote, if I may say. But we have to remember that we can't help these people. So I just want you at least to have the discussion, at least on principle. Why are you giving Obama so much power before he leaves office? Because that power is going to a Republican. I know they're deluding themselves and thinking that Hillary Clinton will be president, but that's not going to help them either. She will also use that power, and they'll regret giving it to her. So we have to read up on some of these things. When the text is available to read up on them for. We've been talking about a con, and so many people now joining the cause for a constitutional convention, also something that we feel is pretty dangerous. So we're facing some pretty big challenges. It's not anything that we can't get together and work to stop. I don't mean calling your congressman. I mean literally sometimes that to putting your shoulder to the wheel, putting your body in the gears if necessary, and not being distracted. Very important. So now you remember, you Republicans, remember what I said. What is it, 8 years from now? Don't give all that power to the Democrat, which will come after the Republican. We can almost perfectly predict what Jeb Bush will do. He has been getting in, I guess, a little bit of trouble. They have to make this look somewhat realistic, like it's an actual race. So some of this is just scripted for you, but he's got the money. He's got the connections. He will be your next president. We'll be right back. Sorry to break that to you. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, it's the Power Hour, Jack Blood. We're here pretty much every Thursday. I mean, we are here every Thursday. I just never know. I think we'll be here next week, too. I got about 1 week to know, maybe. Joyce is back tomorrow, I believe. Joyce Riley hosts the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Joyce. Joining us is Jan Hetfeld in the second hour and Richard Gage in the third hour. Jan is an amazing guy. Never interviewed him before. I'll be looking forward to that. And like many of you, I start my morning slow, but you do it in your car listening to the radio. I'm doing the radio. So it's tough to do. Sometimes we'll hit you with as much news as we can here in the first hour and try to integrate that in as we move forward for our three-hour broadcast today. Speaking of Bush, he was, I guess he was kind of heckled by a student. They were all giving a speech, and it was a foreign policy speech of some kind. It could have been at the Council on Foreign Relations. I know Rubio was there, and he was championed for his wonderful foreign policy with the logo of the Council on Foreign Relations behind him. If you don't know who they are a kind of a shadowy little group that discusses and then influences foreign policy in ways that are have been called unprecedented in the past. Apparently, you have to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations to run for president. I guess we'll ask Rand Paul about that. I don't think he is. Might be a member of the Council for National Policy. It's something else to look at. I don't join my, so I hate to be too critical, but, you know, this is what I'm saying. So a college student is sounding fairly educated, goes up to Jeb Bush after he's finished his foreign policy speech, which many people called it a blunder. He, I believe he pulled a John Kerry. He was for the war before he was against, before he was for it. That would be the Iraq War. He would do it again, he said. And by the way, he mentioned, and I thought it was rather apropos, so would Hillary. Hillary would do it again, too. She did authorize the Iraq War. A student says, well, your brother created ISIS. He went on a long tirade about how ISIS has been created from the vacuum because we don't have a big enough presence in the Middle East. That's right. I hate to disappoint you Republicans, or actually applaud you, because your Republicans, most of them anyway, are running on a pro-war, pro-security state, police state platform. They're doubling down, folks. And because Obama hasn't been tough enough. Not that I'm giving Obama all the credit for these decisions. In fact, I give him none of the credit, though we have to. He's the figurehead. He must be blamed. The president must take the blame. He, I guess, could use the bully pulpit or stand up for himself and then get JFK'd. But he's taken down several countries. He's changed leadership and regime change in several countries. He has inspired Arab Springs and revolutions all over the place. They have funded and trained and covertly operated ISIS, al-Nusra, the Islamic State, and even what's left of allegedly al-Qaeda. And this is something that the Republicans have been critical of, but this college student telling Jeb Bush that, no, it was actually the opposite. It's our presence there that created ISIS. The old blowback theory. Isn't that nice to fall back on? Well, if we weren't in Saudi Arabia, if we weren't, you know, stealing other people's property. Look, war is a racket. I'm sorry. I know people don't like it when I say that. I'm just quoting General Smedley Butler, who was there, been there, done that. And you're right. That was decades and decades ago, and we don't do that anymore. Now everything is just for freedom. But the fact is, while it certainly inspires people to join terrorist groups when there are no jobs and their families have all been bombed back to the Stone Age. It certainly doesn't help peace if we dropped food rather than guns for ISIS. We literally drop guns from helicopters and ISIS comes and picks them up. This has been reported in the mainstream media many, many times. So while it's hard to even talk about this sometimes, while the Reagan, Carter, slash Bush administrations created al-Qaeda from the Mujahideen, and created the Mujahideen, then created al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda means the base. They are the men in the database, the CIA's database, who are generally your terrorists, your boogeymen, your Emmanuel Goldsteins out there. While Bush certainly deserves credit for you know, seeding what would later become ISIS, I think that one could be all on Barry's watch. I think we can pretty much give him that. So I'm with the college student. Bush will be to blame. What will you do? do not create terrorists. We're not telling you to stop them. Just don't create any more of them. Do that one for us, Jim.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and field work on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
They give you a lot of bad news and talk politics for a few minutes. I greatly apologize for talking presidential or election selection politics. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce Riley here on Thursdays. It's May 14th. It's Thursday. Phone lines will be open in the second and third hours of the show. And Jan Hetfeld, Heltfeld, keep thinking of the singer for Metallica. Sorry, Jan. And Richard Gage joining us on the broadcast today, Architects for 9/11 Truth. And Jan is the, I think, hands down, best interviewer I've ever seen. I've come close to it, but not too close. He's just absolutely amazing. Just some basic news floating around. Obama administration approves shell drilling in the polar bear seas, they call them. Yeah, well... Yeah. Critics worry Obama's Arctic drilling plan could spell disaster. I don't know. Should you worry? It's a certainty. At some point, it will spell disaster. the oil companies that drill, you know, they're already drilling back in. It's taken a little while, and there's been a lot of red tape, but they're already drilling back in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm not anti-drilling. I'm pro Tesla free energy for the people. I'm pro hemp energy and pro natural free energy for the people, and not doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. But the reason I think this is important to say this is, again, I think that Obama supporters are under the impression that he's anti-oil, probably because the Republicans say that, I guess. But if you look at what he actually does, he's very pro-nuclear power. He's very pro-drilling. He's very pro-fracking. By the way, news came out today that Saudi Arabia is turning the spigot on. They don't care. They are going to compete with us and with fracking and with a massive output of oil production if it kills us or them. If we're caught in the middle of this and gas is $2 a gallon, you know that Americans don't care, right? They don't care who has to die. They don't care what pristine environmental locations might be completely ruined or who might be out of a job because of that, because that's what happens. The indigenous people who generally live off the land and remember that and provide for their families, doing the same thing that their families have done for generations and generations, are just put out. But what we find in these, and we know this is with the Exxon Valdez, and certainly we could have applied this to the Gulf or any of the oil spills, that the precautions they tell you are in place aren't really in place because it's too expensive. It's cheaper just to clean up. It's cheaper just to clean up the oil, pay everyone out, settle agreements, give everybody some hush money, and keep lawyers on retainer than to actually put forward the precautions, which I guess that would mean the cost passed on to you. The Obama administration's conditional approval for Shell to resume drilling for oil in the Arctic Ocean is a major victory for the Anglo-Dutch oil giant. This is Queen Beatrix. She has passed that mantle along to her son. They are the founders, by the way, of the Bilderberg Group, if you ever heard of them. Shell is a consortium of both the House of Orange in the Netherlands and the Queen, not Queen Lizard, Queen Windsor, Queen Liz, the royal family in England. They also own huge chunks of BP together, the Sisters of Oil. They really are sisters, Liz and Beatrix. For years, Shell has eyed the icy waters of the Chukchi Sea, a remote area off the coast of Alaska, considered to be both by environmental groups and industry officials to be one of the most dangerous places in the world to drill for oil. The closest Coast Guard station with equipment for responding to an oil spill is over 1,000 miles away, making it difficult for rescue and cleanup crews to reach the area in the event of an accident. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the agency that approved Shell's plan for drilling in the Chukchi Sea, admitted in a February report that there was a 75% chance of one or more large spills occurring in the area over the next 77 years. Okay, don't say we didn't warn you. But you need your oil. I understand. You're addicted. Because Obama has banned he hasn't banned, but he has not approved the Capstone. I call it the Capstone pipeline. You know why, right? It's where that all-seeing eye is. It's a Keystone pipeline. Not on his watch. Some things are just very tough to do with your constituency. You can't talk about global warming out of one side of your mouth and approve the Capstone pipeline on the other side of your mouth. And yet Obama hasn't stopped the drilling. So, again, another myth has been dispelled right here on the Power Hour. Shell company is going to bring its drill rigs to the Seattle terminal. That's where it starts. Drilling begins 3 miles from epicenter of the BP oil spill, as I was mentioning, just 3 miles from the catastrophic BP oil spill in Gulf of Mexico. A Louisiana company is seeking to unlock the same oil and natural gas that turned into a deadly disaster. It wasn't because they were drilling, it was because they were deep oil drilling and Halliburton was cutting corners. They, unless they did it on purpose. And the whole event could have been blamed on Halliburton. It's weird how they just completely skated away from any culpability, quite frankly. drilling has become begun in the closest yet to the Macondo well, which blew on April 20th, 2010, the dreaded April 19th and 20th, killing 11 people, fouling the Gulf with as much as 172 million gallons of crude, not to mention untold amounts of something called Corexit, which is detergent. Enjoying your shrimp, are you? A magnitude 6.8 earthquake strikes off of Japan's coast, centered about 200 miles northwest of Fukushima nuclear plant. See, the best thing to do is when you're building a nuclear plant, nuclear facilities, put them right by the ocean. So if anything happens, it makes sure to poison the world's food chain. And put them on earthquake fault lines or near where lots of earthquakes and tsunamis happen. That's what I would do if I was building a $6 billion nuclear plant. No, that would be stupid. Right. Nuclear fallout renders Fukushima and nearby towns inhabitable for the next few decades, to put it lightly. We were talking about this, and I know a lot of people really freak out about Fukushima, and it's the most important thing to them, and I understand that. We actually had a near meltdown, they won't tell you this, at the India Point in New York, pretty close to New York City, just miles away from New York City. The generators all quit, and they lost power. Which means, if they can't cool the water, the core gets exposed. And not only can you have a meltdown, as we've seen in Japan with Fukushima, but a blowout. Because what happens is it explodes and blows out and blows radioactive material all over the place. That, of course, travels in the wind and the water, gets in the food, and gets in you. In a minute, I'll tell you why maybe that doesn't matter as much as your cell phone does, but... Yeah, next few decades, India Point not only had I'm not going to call it a near meltdown, but was put in a very dangerous position, but it also spilled all kinds of oil into the Hudson River. They're going to be cleaning that up, though. Don't worry. I guess they took credit for it. They're going to be accountable. And many people that live in New York say, well, that could only help the Hudson River. Don't swim in the Hudson River, my friends. The Ohio's Davis-Bessie nuclear plant shut down due to a steam leak. That's First Energy Corp. shut down its Davis-Bessie nuclear power plant in Toledo this Saturday after the leak was discovered around 7 p.m. Saturday. A part of the plant, by the way, that doesn't involve the nuclear reactor. That's what they say. Again, I recommend a movie called Atomic States of America. It's not too tree-huggerish. Very common sense, a lot of evidence, and a lot of victims you can talk to and to find out what happens to what they call the nuclear turds. They're just burying them in their backyard now. They don't go underground somewhere so much. Yeah, transformer fire at Indian Point, just to be very clear. The Pentagon is mulling sending planes and ships near the disputed South China Sea islands. This is antagonizing China. Yeah, and fair to say that the Pentagon, your military, and it's not your military. I know you think it's your military, United States military. It's actually part of NATO. That's the broader definition of your military. And why are you paying so much then? Why are you footing all the bill for NATO? Because it's in our national security interest, Jack. Okay, just checking. I mean, would it really have killed us if the Ukraine didn't join NATO or didn't join the European Union? We just had to push that one, didn't we? Okay, I mean, just saying. There's something like 195 countries. I can't keep track because every day it changes. We're in 180 some of them. But some would say the pig snout in every area on God's green earth. ISIS has claimed responsibility for a major Iraq prison break, leaving 62 inmates and police killed. There's now some dispute that we supposedly killed the number two. I don't ever want to be the number two anything. Sorry. Number two often runs the show. And there were some headlines to that, and apparently that didn't stick. And now the White House and the Pentagon is having to deny that they killed some high-level ISIS people in Iraq. They can't do it. They're just too crafty. You know, they wear the ninja suits and everything. They're just too good and too crafty and too smart. And even with our massive Leviathan military, eyes in space, and technology that we won't even know about for the next 10 years. They just can't seem to catch that darn ISIS. They just seem to do whatever they want. You know, they have their own TV and radio station, and last I heard, they have their own resort. It's the ISIS, I'm not kidding you, the ISIS resort, where you can go get some spa work done and maybe get a manicure, a pedicure, drink some fruity cocktails with umbrellas in them, and take a little dip in the pool before you go back to the front lines of Syria. So I can't make this stuff up. Of course, one of the biggest stories of the week is the killing of Osama bin Laden by Seymour Hersh. This is a tough one because I think that Seymour Hersh is acting on a number of levels. I never have been able, and I can't now fully trust Seymour Hersh. So I'm very skeptical of him. I know Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a former Deputy Secretary of the Treasury and a 9/11 truther, by the way, has really just peed all over this thing. I couldn't find a better way to say it. Sorry, that didn't go good with your donuts and coffee. So I'm very sorry. That the entire thing, he's kind of echoing what the White House is saying. That's what Paul Craig Roberts is doing. The entire thing is not based at all in any form of reality. I've called it a limited hangout. The problem that we all have with this Seymour Hersh article, The Killing of Bin Laden, which basically says, it's a very long article, and I'll put a summary to it if I can, but basically says that we made a secret deal with Pakistan, that they had taken bin Laden, they had been holding him prisoner, where we found him in his alleged compound, and they'd had him prisoner there for quite some time, and he had absolutely no operational control or any control of LCIA, as we call them, and then at some point, they did reached out to the Obama administration and made a deal for all kinds of new planes and weapons. This is, again, the country that I heard Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, shaking his finger about the axis of evil now. North Korea still. They're still in. Pakistan and Venezuela. Yes. Venezuela is now part of the axis of evil. We better hope their military doesn't invade us here. They don't nuke us or something. But Pakistan was, according to the Council on Foreign Relations, is one of the part of the axis of evil. But according to Hersh's story, that we made a deal with Pakistan to go in and fake the entire thing, that bin Laden was just sitting there waiting, and the condition of the Pakistanis, the ISI, who I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw them, I think they had a part in the 9/11 attacks, as far as it being an outside job, that's part of it. I go fast after a couple cups of coffee. I want to keep it real, keep it slow. That they made a deal to get weapons. It was a payoff, and that Osama bin Laden would be just waiting there for cousin Barry Obama, and then Obama went and killed him with his bare hands. Now, he didn't actually, that's Obama's side of the story. See, we know this about everything in The Killing of bin Laden is a lie. And Hersh has been working on the story for quite some time. They also said there was no intelligence they gathered, that the SEALs weren't trained in any way to get intelligence. They really just stuffed a few papers after they killed bin Laden, allegedly, in their backpacks and took off. They were just sitting around waiting. There was really no counter forces, and there was no danger for them. I can't go over all the known lies from the Obama administration and the media regarding the Osama bin Laden killing. Hersh barely mentions that some DNA was verified to make sure that it was bin Laden, I think even before they went into the raid, and that those people shared in the $25 million reward for bin Laden, though I've never actually seen that. And if there was DNA evidence that it was bin Laden, wouldn't you think that the Obama administration would be waving it in front of our face like a live birth certificate or something? Wouldn't they? Wouldn't they be using that? Because many people are very skeptical, and that's because news of bin Laden's death and funeral was put out in December of 2001. There have been multiple reports of Osama bin Laden's death, and kind of hard to kill a guy when he's already dead. But that's your military, and certainly that's your media. We have killed several terrorists that have already been dead several times, too numerous again to mention. Now, the number two in ISIS that we allegedly had killed but then didn't kill has already been dead once now. So, again, you know, it's hard to keep track of it all, whether it was bin Laden or not. I don't think it was. I'm with Paul Craig Roberts on this. But there's some merit to this story in that the Obama administration lied. Okay, we got that. That there was no Al-Qaeda intelligence, that Osama bin Laden, before they allegedly threw his body into the Arab Sea, never to be seen again, was had nothing left to do with Al-Qaeda. They didn't get any intelligence. The intelligence that they got, remember, they found bin Laden, they said, because they were spying on all of us. And they eventually caught somebody through all this spying, and he admitted to where bin Laden was, and that's why how we went into the raid. And again, the lies are just too numerous to mention. I'm about half in. I think in some ways, Seymour Hersh is rallying the troops for the anti-war Democrats to get going. It takes them a while to get organized. You won't have a Republican president till, I guess it's January 2017. So let's get started now. We need to get the anti-war fervor going full bore for the Republican president, because the Democrats did absolutely nothing and will have done nothing for 8 years. So it's time now to make that transition, lest you be called a hypocrite. Good luck with that. So much news to report now, so little time. Take too long in the stories. They're just so juicy sometimes. We'll be right back. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jeff.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right. Again, help. Every time I say that, I cringe because I have a a curse. If I say the guest names three times, they don't show up. But we'll see what happens here in the second hour. Jan Helfeld, known as the best interviewer on the internet. He's so good, he makes people mad. We'll talk to him in just a minute. Limited hangout. If you didn't know, I used that term in the last segment regarding Seymour Hersh's story, killing Bin Laden. I'm surprised that Bill O'Reilly didn't write it. I think, again, it does have some interesting points and facts, and I'm sure he has sources that told him everything that he repeated, but these sources, I think, are a little shaky. More importantly, a limited hangout means that you can go and feel like you're really getting the truth when really it's a bizarre backdoor way to underscore, to endorse the official story. So when you hear stories about 9/11 and the hijackers on the planes and this kind of a thing, even though it might come, you look at some of the stuff from Senator Bob Graham, for instance, involving Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11. Certainly there's millions of limited hangouts in the JFK assassination, right? These are things that support the official story, but kind of sound like they don't, but they do, and that's why we call them limited hangouts. I'm sure somebody could explain that better than me, but that's what we meant, and I just wanted to make sure that I'm getting it all out here this morning. The Power Mall sales for the week, you can still get in on these, happening right now at the Power Mall, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. As I always say, you got to vote with your money. And I just want to encourage people to go there because they have so many great deals and specials and products. Before you're going to buy something on the internet that you like, price check it at the Power Mall. Go over there and make sure that you're getting as good a deal as you think you're getting. And a lot of the things you may not even need, know that you need until you go there to the Power Mall. It's thepowermall.com, and that keeps the Power Hour going. Right now, Living Streams Probiotics. I know you need some. Well, where do you get them? They're 20% off right now at the Power Mall. Topperson products, 10% off if you've been waiting for that. 16-ounce spices. Spices are good. 10% off right now. A lot of you guys love Pete Hendrickson. His books are all 10% off right now at thepowermall.com. Was Grandpa Really a Moron? That's one I haven't read. Cracking the Code I have read. Information is good. And when you can get things on sale, even better. Sun Air Purifiers. Air Purifiers. Regularly $6.49, now $5.49. You say that's a lot of money to have pure air? All right. You've just answered your own question. Healing Spices. The book is available right now on sale for $22. Might save you some trips to the doctor or some payments to the insurance company. I mean, Obamacare. Vegan burgers, 9 servings, is $9 and 18 servings or $20. All non-GMO vegan burgers. Peanuts on sale right now. You like peanuts? Cheaper than you can get in the grocery store. Again, organic, non-GMO. Jungle peanuts, now on sale for $8. Incan berries, I want some of those. Mulberries, all on sale right now at the Power Hour, if you like your berries. Pickles, relishes from apples to zucchini. 150 recipes for preserving the harvest by Andrea Chessman, on sale right now. The book, only $8. Seed saving and growing techniques for vegetable gardeners by Susan Ashworth, on sale right now at the Power Hour, now below $20. The uses of wild plants, also on sale, and monthly copies of the Power Hour. You can get them all on CDs. It's $25. I'm reading that right. All at the Power Mall right now. 877-817-9829. They're open right now. Tell them Jack Blood sent you. We'll be right back for the second Power Hour right after this.